From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music and a discussion about schools in different countries. But first, juniors Sharina Jones from Pittsburgh Perry and Ben Wozni, a student from Carrick High School, talk about the future of aesthetics and the inner self.
Aesthetics, like the way you portray your thoughts and feelings onto your body, your hair, your accessories, your clothes, and then whatever music you might play around people.
How do you think that's going to change when we get older? You think it's going to get even more abstract? Or?
Yeah, aesthetics are just like, every person is so different. Even in my own house, nobody's room looks the same. My room, I have books everywhere. I don't know how to keep my clothes in the wardrobe, so I have clothes on the bed, clothes on the chair. I think I have like 8 candles on my dresser. I have 7 packs of incense. It's just really homey. Like, I always like my stuff to smell good. And then I collect crystals and I have a deck of tarot cards.
Different.
And then my mom's room, makeup everywhere. She's so organized. Her clothes, color coordinated. She has the room with the most windows, so it's always well lit. I love being in her room. It's so peaceful and just airy, especially early in the morning. I get good pictures of the sky. My brother's room, his computers, and his bed. It's very minimalistic, and it's just centered around his computer and TV. So that's our aesthetics, just mashed into one house.
And that's just 3 different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Of people that
so
are closely related.
Entire world of people. I think it'll get even more abstract, and people find parts of themselves they didn't even know they had, and they'll be like, how do I put this out there?
People probably polarize even more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mean like polarized cameras?
I mean different.
Oh.
Differentiate each other because these people will just, they'll have radical ideas and they'll go out with them.
Yeah.
And they'll attract a lot of people and then somebody else will do something else. The crowd will split even more than it is now. Like, the world itself is almost set to split, you know?
Exactly. You can be different and not be by yourself. Like, you don't have to find somebody who's exactly like you to mesh with them. You can have one thing in common, like you drink the same kind of water, Fiji water, you collect those bottles, you shop at the same place, you only buy this kind of jacket, you went to that one concert.
You see a lot of people, because a lot of people don't have much in common and they're the best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who do have a lot of things in common don't really get along because they've already seen everything.
Exactly.
The whole point of having friends and social relationships, you expose each other to new things.
I'd like to get something different out of all my meetings with my friends.
Most definitely.
Like, what y'all eat yesterday? Ramen and cheese. How was that? It was terrible, but I was real hungry and I was up so late. I ate avocado toast. Oh, you're so Instagram aesthetic. And I'm just like,
I mean, it's all about just being able to relate, but not being able to copy.
Yeah.
You can't be exact. I love different. I love different things in people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even always that you want the same thing out of 2 different people. You might like to listen to a certain type of music with you, but then when I go home, it's something completely different. It's
exactly, like the experiences with people. I listen to trap music socially because, like, you pipe it up and dab with your friends, and then you go home and you get in your feelings.
Yeah, I listen to a bit of underground rap with my friends, and then I go home and I'm switching it back to the 70s and the 80s,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so odd because you don't even think about it. You just do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, what y'all want to put on the aux? And be like, XXXTentacion. And then you go home, it's like, I'm going to put on some Badu.
And it's not a sense of being socially false either. It's just, it's all about the scene. It's all about what you're surrounded with.
Like, people are so multifaceted. And that doesn't mean they're fake. They're just it's like a diamond, like any gemstone. It's just got different sides of it, and it reflects light different ways when you hold it up to different sorts of light.
Exactly.
So if you hang around people with this kind of vibe, you're going to reflect some different side than you do when you hang out at home with, like, two different people.
Yeah, even when you're by yourself. I genuinely don't believe that I have a side of me that is everywhere.
In this notebook, I was just like, I'm always so anxious, and I talk so much at school, and then I wrote it down, like, who am I when no one's around? I'm just like, I'm calm and peaceful and self-assured and focused, but then I get around people, I'm just like, how do I talk to these people? What if I'm weird?
You just get a general anxiety around the unfamiliar. That's completely normal.
But I really am just trying to focus on trying to take my peace with me everywhere I go.
I think that's one of life's journeys. You need to learn how to be yourself and be 100% genuine.
Next, Holy Family Academy Junior Elias Corey performs an original song entitled I Can Live.
Let's move on to someone else. 'Cause I can't make you want me. Got a chance to someone else. I can make you want me. Got a chance to someone else.
On our final segment, Nazir and Youngbo, two Brashear High School students, talk about the differences and similarities of schools in the United States and China.
This is my first year of America. I'm in Brashear High School. I'm 10th grade. My name's Youngbo. I'm from China.
My name is Nasir. I'm originally from Brooklyn. Things are really different there from here, but what's school like in China? Like, earlier I was speaking about the kind of things that go on in school here that I really dislike. I didn't have to deal with that when I was living in New York, so do you have to deal with that kind of stuff in China?
In China, the bathroom is similar. Just like the bathroom for boys, they broke the door. The last day you have a new door, and the next day the door is disappeared.
I think it's like the most obnoxious thing ever because you got those stinky kids and they go and use the stalls and then there's no door shielding you from the odor. It's the worst. So what are snow days like in China? Do they like call them early, or do you get to school and then they're like, just know you could go home? Or how does that work?
No, in snow day, we don't have anything late or no school. We just like normal. The teacher, when you go outside, the teacher will tell you to be careful, and that's it.
That's actually really kind of sucky that you guys don't get like days off because of snow and things of that nature. But I read a lot about China, and I'm not sure if all of it's true, so I wanted to ask somebody actually from there. Like, I read that some of the air in like areas of China is so bad that people have to actually wear masks to be safe breathing in that area. Like, there was something called smog, and I don't know if it's truly floating around China like that or if it's as bad as it allegedly used to be, but I wanted to ask you about that.
I don't know, because my homeless air is very clean, but in some important city, they have many cars, so their air is really bad, actually. I don't know how to change it. I just know maybe the air make people's bodies very not good. My sister's children, he's very smart, but he always have the mask and he always go to the hospital. So his grade is very bad now. He lives the city is the worst city in China. The air worst city in China.
So where did you live at in China that the air is so much cleaner than it is there?
I live here is very clean, and maybe some little city and some not very important and middle city, they will have the clean air because they don't have so many cars, so they don't have bad air, you know, pollution.
In New York, the air is pretty bad itself, but you can't really tell. Like, it's not to a point where you have to wear masks like certain parts of China. There's a lot of cars there too, but for whatever reason, the air doesn't become polluted as easily as it does in China, allegedly. Like, in New York, you don't even notice that the air is polluted, but it's obviously very polluted from the amount of cars. Like, they come by the masses and people are honking at each other. Everybody gets road rage. It's really obnoxious.
I think the weather is the same. When we cold, my homeless is cold. When we snow, my homeless snow. When we rain, maybe next day my homeless is raining.
Well, actually, I don't really speak to anybody from New York anymore. Occasionally, I go back and visit family, but any friends that I had back then, I don't remember any of them now. I remember this one girl that I had a huge crush on when I was younger. I was there just for kindergarten, but I really don't speak to anyone up there anymore, not even family at this point. What about you, Yumbo? Do you still keep in contact with your people in China?
Yeah, sometimes I talk to them on the phone. I miss them. I won't go back. Maybe, I don't know what time I can go back, but I actually miss them.
Do you want to, like, go back, or do you want to stay? Like, do you want to stay here and just visit, or do you want to go back and stay there?
I want to stay here and go back to visit, because I think America is better than the China. Yeah, the life is better than here. I'm from the Yanji and the city from Jilin. That place east and northern. Our known for the different language because we have the Korean people and the rice. My homeless rice is famous all the country, all the China. It just tastes good and smells good and take together.
So are you like capable of cooking the rice and stuff from your country the way that it's like supposed to be made? Like, I know that America makes Chinese food, but they add their own little variant things to it to try and make it taste better. Are you able to make it taste like just like from your home country?
This Chinese food is bad, worse than my country's Chinese food. Even I can cook better than, yeah, I can cook.
I learned a lot about the Chinese culture today. There was a lot of questions that I had that I didn't think I would ever have answered because it's kind of rare for me to meet people from other countries, or at least it was before I came to Brashear. Because after I moved around for a bit, I was living in Bentleyville where everything was rural. There was only one kind of people and they just so happened to be white. I was the only kid of any mixed origin in my entire school. So it's really cool that now I have a diverse school. And I didn't think that I'd get some of these questions about, like, other people's countries answered. And I got a lot of those answered today, so thank you for that.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org. Youth Express. Catch the future.